Blog Talk Radio.
As we continue discussions here on our A Lion for Life podcast, we kind of jump back and forth a little bit. Now that we're well into the school year for 2019-2020, we've certainly focused on a lot of things related to the students, of course, as we like to do, share information about things happening at the school. But it's also important from time to time to take a look at another segment of the St. Viator community, and that's the alumni. And we have some real exciting things coming up that we want to talk about today. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and today we're going to help launch or perhaps resurrect an alumni organization that's going to help with networking, help with people finding jobs, searching for jobs, sharing information at a professional level, and even interact with current students to help them on their career paths. A lot to talk about as we discuss the new Loyal Hearts Business Forum. Joining me today to help do that, of course, Kathleen Lynn, the Alumni Relations Manager of St. Viator, who's been here with us in the past, and Jennifer Culhane, a graduate of the school from the year 2000. Jennifer joins us today to talk a little bit about her role on the Alumni Association Board. So, Kathleen, Jennifer, thanks for being here. A lot to cover today, and I'm looking forward to the discussion.
Yeah, thank you, same.
So, I mentioned the Loyal Hearts Business Forum. This is kind of a new effort on behalf of the Alumni Association. Jennifer, can you tell me a little bit of what's coming up and what this is going to be?
Sure. So I'll give you an overview and kind of the purpose or reason why we launched the forum. We really wanted to involve the alumni of St. Viator and Sacred Heart of Mary High Schools in this business forum to provide those alumni with more peer-to-peer business networking and job search opportunities. We also wanted to connect current students and recent graduates with alumni who could provide mentoring, career guidance, shadowing opportunities, and possibly even job placement assistance in the future. So through a more inclusive program like this, our business forum connects with local leaders, professionals, and then those students, giving them that opportunity to really socially network, stay involved with St. Viator, and then also collaborate with each other to further, obviously, our vision of truly being a lion for life. So the forum will feature various events throughout the year, really focused, again, on the alumni-to-alumni connections and foster current students to alumni relationships. So our first event, as you had kind of alluded to, is coming up here on November 14th, Loyal Hearts Business Symposium, and it's open to all alumni as well as current and past parents. The first symposium will convene with a panel of experts on cybersecurity in the workplace. So we're looking forward to it. Really excited.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about that event. I think it's going to be an important one. But let's talk a little bit more about some of the networking opportunities in which you mentioned there. First of all, you're a member of the Alumni Association Board, an organization that helps promote alumni activity. And tell me a little bit about the role of the board here, and as you mentioned, trying to get alumni the opportunity to sort of get together and network with one another.
Sure. So there are obviously voluntary opportunities for every alumnus to get involved and benefit not only themselves, but other alumni and the current students. So we're really trying to rely on the expansive St. Viator and Sacred Heart of Mary alumni base, not only here in Chicago, but across the country. So through this business forum, it's a unique opportunity for the alumni who now even live out of state to be active in the community again. The Loyal Hearts Business Forum would provide a very clear example, like I said, of the Lion for Life philosophy. And not only, you know, the experience that lasts a lifetime beyond the 4 years you're at Viator, but, through each part of your day in your career. I would say, you know, personally, as a Viator alumni, it instantly changes the conversation that you have. And there's an understanding as to the tremendous value you can provide employers when you move past our network. From recruiters and business owners to clients and colleagues, I've been praised on my work ethic and drive, which came from that Viatorian experience. So I think being in a community where you feel at ease, you can really rely on each other, is going to be a huge benefit, not only, like I said, for current students, but alumnus in general.
And when we talk about the alumni from St. Viator and Sacred Heart, now we're going back more than 50 years. Kathleen, I know you've hosted several 50-year reunions now. And, of course, there's a great group of young alumni coming out. So when you talk about alumni, you're talking about several generations now that are out there. Does this provide sort of an opportunity for people to break out of their their own networking of members of their class and friends, and really get to know people from different generations, different businesses, kind of cross a lot of lines across the alumni organization.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to make this event so unique, and not only the event, but the Loyal Hearts Business Forum as a whole, is that we really appeal to a diverse audience. We have three different people that are going to be speaking on the panel, one being an 09 grad, one being a 97 grad, and one being a current parent. I think, again, this kind of covers a diverse path of people and from different networks. Two of them are more on the cybersecurity side, and then the other one is a lawyer. She is the VP and counsel at the Merchandise Mart, and she's going to be talking a little bit more to the experience of an employee and their rights to you know, using their computer at work, and what they can kind of do and not do in their workplace. And then, so that's Cheryl Longstreet. And then we have Paul Stasek and Nick Espinoza, who can kind of talk to the different areas of cybersecurity. So Paul is a VP of cybersecurity testing at Northern Trust, and Nick Espinoza is a chief security fanatic for Security Fanatics. So I think it's going to be a really interesting discussion, and we have already had quite a few people, anyone from 04 to 79, commit to coming and being a part of this symposium. So this date on Thursday, November 14th, they've already agreed to be there and are excited to continue to expand their personal and professional network.
Yeah, let's talk about the event in particular. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be an outstanding panel. I have certainly seen Nick Espinoza a number of times. You can catch some of his TED Talks and other things online. He's a great follow on social media for his updates very frequently on cybersecurity. You mentioned it's November 14th. Kathleen, tell us a little bit about location and timing and registration for people who are interested in being a part of it.
Sure. So we do have a registration link on the website. So if you go to stvider.com, you can register through there. And it is Thursday, November 14th at 7 p.m. at Cooper's Hawk Winery in Arlington Heights. There is a cost involved. It is a $20 fee. You get two drink tickets and appetizers with that. And be sure to bring your business card or resume. There will be a few drawings that we have as well, free raffle. So make sure you bring that stuff. And the event will start at 7 p.m. From 7 to about 8:15, we'll have registration and networking opportunities. And then from there, about 8:20, we'll start our panel discussion. The panel discussion will go from about 8:20 to 8:50, and then we'll have a few closing remarks and a little intro to the incubator program.
Well, we want to get that information out. We'll circle back and get more before we go again, but certainly encourage people to register in advance for that. Our podcast today, we're talking with Kathleen Lind, the Alumni Relations Manager at St. Vider High School, and Jennifer Culhane from the Alumni Association Board, talking about the new St. Vider Loyal Hearts Business Forum and upcoming event, a kickoff event on November 14th, a business symposium. Kathleen just mentioned the registration for the business symposium. Jen, if someone wants to be involved in just the business forum in general, some of the other activities, is there any sort of membership or registration, or do they just kind of follow and find events and opportunities and join in at their convenience?
Kathleen, stop me if I'm wrong, but I think we're really trying to make a presence on LinkedIn, through Facebook. You can keep abreast to the different activities we have going on. But I think, you know, there's through the business forum and through what we're trying to do with the alumni board, we're really trying to create a number of different components working together with these symposiums to give kind of a cohesive way that everyone could get involved. There are things like, you know, like I had mentioned, the job networking on LinkedIn, where we can possibly be posting job opportunities, possible resumes for those seeking employment. And again, keep the business community abreast to what's going on. We have other things like the Shadow of the Lion, which allows current students or young alumnus to shadow other alumni at their workplace. We have a planned career fair, annual career fair coming up, that will share insights into various professions, where alumni can talk about their success, their passion for a specific career, and connect with current Lions looking to make, you know, specific career choices. Even things like the summer work study and internship program. And then, like Kathleen had mentioned, the incubator program, where you can become a mentor or coach in the Introduction to Entrepreneurship class that Viator is putting together. So there's a number of different ways you can get involved. And I think, you know, reaching out to myself, reaching out to Kathleen, finding out how you can get involved, not only in the symposium, but in these other ways is fantastic.
And LinkedIn is obviously a terrific tool, especially on the job search front, and always encourage young alumni in particular to be active there and to build a network of connections. What presence is there in terms of LinkedIn, Twitter, or other social media where people can stay involved in this or any other alumni activity? What are the best places to follow what's going on?
So we have a few different ways to follow what's going on at St. Viator, different events and different opportunities we have to get involved. The first being LinkedIn, which will be our primary source for the Loyal Hearts Business Forum. And you can follow us at St. Viator and Sacred Heart of Mary Alumni Association. Saint does need to be spelled out for you to find it. You can also go to our Facebook page, which again is St. Viator and Loyal Heart. St. Viator and Sacred Heart of Mary Alumni Association. We have a presence on Twitter, which is at SVHS and SHM Alum, and we have a presence on Instagram as well. The Instagram account is St. Viator HS. So you can follow us on there as well. All those places are different ways that we try to pump out what is going on inside of the school, as well as different things that are happening with our alumni and, again, different events going on and different ways you can get involved.
And just to talk a little bit more about the Loyal Hearts Business Forum, you know, sometimes with organizations or events like this, many people say they want to be involved, they want to be active, but they tend to look for someone to tell them what to do or when to do it, you know, where to show up. This sounds like it's an opportunity for alumni of all ages to sort of reach out and not necessarily volunteer, but offer assistance, offer ideas. Jen, is the Alumni Association the right place to go through, or how does someone reach out and say, hey, you know, I'd like to be a part of some of these different activities?
I think that's a great place to start. Kathleen, I know you had a little more experience with the, you know, people looking to volunteer, so maybe you can answer that one.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, the Alumni Association would be a great place to start. I can give, you know, we can have a conversation. I can give you kind of a direction. Maybe the Alumni Association isn't the exact place that you want to get involved, but we can kind of direct you of different ways that we are looking to get alumni back involved. For instance, we just had our open house, and we had quite a few alumni come back and assist in giving their personal story to potential students and families that were kind of looking for that personal connection, little something to tug on your heartstring. So that was just one way that we were able to get alumni back involved just this past week. We also had the Alumni Memorial Mass. We had tons of family come. It was almost 230 people, and people were coming out of the woodwork to volunteer for Eucharistic minister and readings and greeters. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get involved. It doesn't just have to be through this Loyal Hearts Business Forum or mentorship program. I think the one thing that we really want to get across with this Loyal Hearts Business Forum is that we are looking to build your network. We want to be the first place that you look when you're looking for job growth or a new opportunity. We want the Loyal Hearts Business Forum to be the place that you go first, not your college, not your, you know, LinkedIn. We want it to be right here at SameFighter. We want to be the place that you look first to grow either yourself or your business.
Well, looking forward to getting things rolling with this Loyal Hearts Business Forum. Thank you, Kathleen and Jen, for being here today. And again, SameFighter.com. We'll have all the information and registration opportunity for the Business Symposium on 11/14. Thanks, everyone, for listening today and being a part of our conversation. We look forward to having you back for future editions of the Lion for Life podcast. And we hope to see you all as a part of the St. Viator Loyal Hearts Business Forum with activities coming up. Thanks for being here.